John, thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Morning.
So could you tell us a little bit more about this Tiangong-1 space station? I believe it wasn't actually meant to be coming back to Earth.
Well, they possibly didn't have it in mind when they first launched it, that it would come back so early. I'm not sure. Anything you launch into space, when we say into space, into low Earth orbit, is not really very high above the Earth. And so unless you actively keep it up there, it is going to come back eventually. Drag with the Earth's atmosphere slowly lowers the orbit, and you'll find that all of these spacecraft are periodically reboosted a bit just to keep them up at their altitude.
And so this space station did come down. It landed in the ocean, which is good news, I guess, in a bad situation. But what sort of potential damage could it have done if it didn't land in the ocean?
Well, that's a question of how big a bit you get hit by, I guess. and that's hard to know. If you have an 8.5-ton spacecraft, there are going to be some bits left because depending on how it falls, how it comes apart, some bits will sort of be a bit more protected during the reentry than others. And so it's really hard to know. But there are various estimates to suggest that something around about a ton worth of material would have actually survived from reentry. Not as one bit, as lots of bits. But, you know, if you get hit by a fast traveling thing that's even, you know, a kilogram in size or something, you'd know all about it. On the other hand, there are no documented cases of a human being being significantly injured by a piece of space junk hitting you. There is, I believe, one case of somebody who they believe was hit by a tiny piece, but never suffered any significant injury. If you think about it, the odds are just really low.
Which is good news, because I was going to ask, you know, how common is this sort of situation? We have a lot of, satellites and all sorts of things up there in the Earth's atmosphere at the moment. So I guess it's good to know that it's not actually as common as maybe movies would make it out.
No, well, I should correct you slightly. They're not in the Earth's atmosphere. If they were then they'd be falling down a lot more frequently. They're high up, you know, they're hundreds of kilometres above us, and that's sort of above almost all of the Earth's atmosphere, and that's why they can stay out there for so long.
Okay, my apologies.
That's all right. But there are small bits raining down on us all the time. I mean, there's natural material, meteors, raining down on us all the time. Some of the extra stuff that we're putting up there is now also coming down. It's not very often that you get quite a big bit, like an entire space station like this. And even then, it comes down in very small bits. And, 70% of the Earth's surface is water, so it's most likely to land in the water, which is what happened in this case. And so it's frankly, this stuff is more of a nuisance for spacecraft that are still in orbit, probably, than it is for us on the ground. The likelihood of us getting hit, pretty small. But the problem of operating spacecraft in orbit running into tiny pieces of space junk that we've left up there is actually getting more and more serious.
And what sort of damage would happen, I guess, if, you know, these are crafts that are still up there ran into some of the debris?
Well, literally a tiny piece of material, like a fleck of paint, traveling at very high speeds, kilometres per second, running into the wrong spot on a spacecraft, an operating spacecraft, can be enough to disable it or at least damage it. And so there are numbers of spacecraft over time that have either ceased functioning or had problems. And it's hard to know what the cause is, but it's certainly very plausible that some of them could have been damaged by tiny bits of space junk. So we're our own worst enemies in this regard.
It's pretty mind-boggling, actually, just that something the size of a fleck of paint could do so much. So I guess, you know, China obviously isn't the only country with, sort of space exploration happening at the moment. It's happening all over the globe. Is there something that, other people who are studying what's happening up there can avoid this sort of thing happening in the future?
You choose your orbit a bit, but a lot of these spacecraft have fairly similar orbits. And they track all the bits that are up there down to quite tiny sizes. The Americans track it in enormous detail, but we have telescopes in Australia that are dedicated to tracking some of this stuff. So we know where a lot of it is. And even when you are up in space and you're quite a big satellite or something, the likelihood of getting hit is actually pretty small, but it's not zero. So you can protect yourself if you really knew that something was going to happen. You could, angle your spacecraft to present a less vulnerable side. There are various things that you might do, but really, at this point, it's just going to be bad luck.
Oh, good times all around. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Okay, thanks a lot.